Blog Talk Radio. This.
Meet you in the shadow of my wing. I will. Meet you in the wildest of your dreams. I will. Winter's gone, spring is now coming, my love. You feel you're done, you're still alive, sing you a song. Wait, hold my love now, wait.
And a good morning to you. Welcome to the Healing Light Show. I'm your host, Ken Burrell. Happy New Year! This is the very first day of 2020. I've seen a few prophecies already for the year. I pray and believe my heart 2020 is going to be a wonderful year for those who are sold out totally to God. I believe if you love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, and soul, and you have a personal, intimate relationship with him, that he will show you things this year that you've never known. He will show you and do things for you that you've never experienced before. This morning, my scheduled guest was Dr. Ron Horner, who seems to be an expert on the courts of heaven. And I was really looking forward to talking to him this morning, but sometimes things happen beyond our control, and I have not been able to get in contact with him this morning. I hope and pray all is well with him. I truly do. This is a first for me. It's the first time I've ever not have a guest show on a scheduled program. But we're going to go forward just a little bit. This will probably not be an hour-long program due to the fact that, number one, we don't have a guest. Number two, Yes, I'm talkative, but I don't think I can fill an hour by myself without many redundancies. So what we're going to do now is we're going to listen to some music, and then we'll come back, and if the doc is with us, we'll go forward. If not, well, this is going to be the shortest show I've ever had. Great way to start off the new year. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I do appreciate you.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young. But Lord above, I need a miracle.
Don't we all? You know, 2019 was a pretty awesome year all in all. Now, my wife and I went through quite a few struggles during the year. But spiritually, it was probably one of the best years of my entire life. I just can't explain it all, but I saw more supernatural power of God in 2019 than I have in all of my years of ministry. And I believe the reason we're seeing so much happening is because Jesus Christ is going to return soon, sooner than most believe. And that's exciting. It's extremely exciting to me. I have prayed that I will live long enough to see his return. And I hope and pray that that desire of my heart will be fulfilled. Are you ready for the return of Jesus? You know, for years on Facebook, I've been posting, get ready, be ready, stay ready. And I'm going to tell you as listeners today, get ready, be ready, and stay ready. Because he is coming back. No man knows the hour. No man knows the day, not even Jesus himself. But we do know the season. And all you have to do is look around in the condition of the world today, the things that are happening today, the rampant evil that's going on today. It's cray-cray. It really is. But it doesn't, you don't have to be a rocket surgeon to understand that we are in the season, that the prophecies of the Bible are unfolding on a daily basis right before our very eyes. You know, one of the things I'm trying to learn to do is give God preeminence in everything. Not always easy to do with, you know, all the technology we have around us and all the distractions that we have around us and all the drama that we have around us. Personally, I don't like drama in any way, shape, manner, or form. I try to avoid it. But the devil is constantly trying to distract us from keeping our focus on the one and only Son of the living God, Jesus our Christ. By the way, still haven't heard from our guest for today, Dr. Ron Horner. Hang on just one second as I reach over here. I am going to do this. He, the kindness of his heart, sent me two books. I have one of them in my hand. I'm going to promote this book for him. I'm sure you'll be able to find this on Amazon. The title of the book is Overcoming Verdicts from the Courts of Hell by Dr. Ron M. Horner. Horner is spelled H-O-R-N-E-R. You can look that up on Amazon and get yourself a copy. It's a pretty good read. I got this right before Christmas, and there's a myriad things that he covers in this book with scriptural basis. He is a apostolic teacher. He has been teaching on, he specializes in the gates of, in the courts of heaven is what I meant to say. And I've only had a couple of experiences with the courts of heaven, and I have a lot more questions than I do answers. So that's why I was kind of looking forward to him being here today. But you never know what happened. Like I said, this is the first time it's happened to me on this show. The show, by the way, was founded by Reverend Stan Shelf Jr. And he asked me to take over the host quite a few months ago. And I have been enjoying it tremendously. And I hope you have, too. But anyhow, the book is called Overcoming Verdicts from the Courts of Hell, Dr. Ron M. Horner. And in the book, he covers quite a few things. I'm trying to find. There it is. He talks about his call. He talks about the gates. He talks about types of judgments, examples of false judgments. What do these judgments do? Counsel of the wicked. Why do the wicked prosper? That's a question I want answered. I see a lot of good people doing their very best to serve God, and all the wicked people around them prosper, and we struggle just to make it from paycheck to paycheck. Wish he was here to answer that question. More than likely, once I find out what happened, is we will go ahead and rebroadcast this show, hopefully with him as a guest. He also covers characteristics of the wicked, the mindset of the wicked, recognizing false judgments, the place of the prophetic, appellate court quick call guide, personal quick guide, same thing for others. What happens when a verdict is overturned? So it's not a big novel. It's just a very good little book. Again, Overcoming Verdicts from the Courts of Hell by Dr. Ron M. Horner. I think I'm going to play another song. And if we don't hear back from him soon, or if we don't hear from him soon, we're going to just go ahead and close the program today. But before I play another song, if you're listening today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, listen, my friends, the time is getting close where he is going to return. He is real. He is the Son of God. And he loves you. He loved you so much that he went to the cross, died. Later, he rose again. Because of that sacrifice that he gave, he opened up a bridge between us and his Father God. And if you don't know him as your personal Savior, it's not a complicated thing to get to know him. We both know that you're a sinner. He knows you're a sinner. So all you have to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. And if you're real, prove it to me. Come into my heart today. And I will confess that you are the Son of God. Now, I'm not into long out prayers. All I know is that when I was just a child, I said a prayer similar to that. And immediately he came into my heart, and immediately I knew he was real. And he has so much in store for us. He really does. So if you don't know him, go ahead and ask. It's not difficult. You don't need to be in church. You don't need someone to pray for you. You just have to say, I need you in my life. I need to know you are real. I need you, Jesus. Please come. And he'll do it. I guarantee it. I am going to play a song. It's a little rocky, but I just love it. First time I heard it, I went, wow. I was on my way to pray for a cousin of mine who had been given 3 weeks to live. That was 11 months ago. By the way, she's still with us because God took the spirit of death off of her. Because, you know, our God reigns here.
You to leave in Jesus' name.
in Jesus' name, 'cause I can't rest.
John Waller, Our God Reigns Here. Man, I like that song. I truly do. Well, everybody, unfortunately, it doesn't seem that Dr. Horner is going to be able to make it this morning, much to my chagrin, and probably much to yours, too. But I want to thank you for tuning in. I'll try to reschedule Dr. Horner. Something had to have come up. Sometimes things happen that are beyond our control. I know it's happened to me before. But before I leave, I pray that you have an awesome new year, that you will press in, have an intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit. He's coming back. He really is. That is so awesome. So very, very, very awesome. You know what? I want to thank all of you who take your time to listen to this program and let you know from the bottom of my heart how much I love and appreciate each and every one of you. This program costs a little bit of money. And I don't spend a lot of time asking people to donate. But there is a link on the radio. My wife will tell you about that here as we leave the show. Perfectly consider helping us out. Once again, at the risk of being redundant, Happy New Year. God bless you. And may your year be filled with many blessings. I can't find the thing I want. There it is right there. God bless you. Bye-bye. Come on, work.
You have been listening to the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. To donate, go to the Healing Light Radio Show on Facebook, where you will find a link to donate. Thanks for listening. Be blessed and be a blessing.